The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, Franklin Communications, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to columbustoday.com, keyword Dentally Speaking, or find them at dentallyspeaking.com. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Brian Kvitko. Call 459-9769. That's 459-WSNY to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, brought to you by Luby Hearing Services. Our show is also known as Everything You've Always Wanted to Know About Dentistry, but We're Too Numb to Ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Thank you for joining me here on Sunny 95. I think we're going to have a great show today. It's a little bit cold out there, so you may as well just stay in and listen to the radio, right? It is December 5th. This is episode 153. We are doing our Teeth Across America series, and today the Teeth Across America series goes to Baltimore. But first, Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. Do you think there's a correlation between visiting the dentist and saving teeth? Put another way, in states where fewer people have visited the dentist in the last year, are there more or less people with no teeth at all in their mouth? Okay, so do you think there's a correlation with the number of teeth that people have and how often people go to the dentist? You can call us at 459-9769, 459-9769. It's a very simple answer. It's either more or less. All right. And what we're going to do is we're going to take the third caller. Third caller, if you have the correct answer, you will win a mixed seasonal floral arrangement from Weistember Florist. And we'll be happy to get that out to you on Tuesday afternoon at your place of business. Again, 459-9769 or 459-WSNY.
Sunny 95 will not be held liable for any contesting during Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kvitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household, prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. Sunny 95 cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kvitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Do you listen to Dentally Speaking? Well, you should. Dr. Kvitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard. Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, brought to you by Luby Hearing Services. The question of the day, Dr. Kvitko's question is, do you think there is a correlation between visiting the dentist and saving teeth? Put another way, in states where fewer people have visited the dentist in the last year, are there more or less people with no teeth? And we have a caller, our third caller. Caller, what's your name?
Hi, this is Sherry.
Hi, Sherry. What's your guess?
I say there are less people with no teeth.
Less people with no teeth? No, that would be incorrect.
Oh, no.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Maybe
that
worded it wrong.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, so the answer is still, actually, you know the answer. You just need to have somebody call. So what should we do here? Should we do next caller with the right answer? Wins the flowers from Weistember Florist. All right, now what I did is I looked up the statistics of this, and I found that I thought I'd put it in a Buckeye kind of a time frame or a frame. And so if you were in the Big Ten and you wanted to talk about the most dental visits, Minnesota would win. Minnesota, the most people in Minnesota, more people than any other Big Ten state, go to the dentist. And then guess what? The fewest number of people over 65 with no teeth are from Minnesota. There's your correlation. And by the way, Indiana is last. Now, there's only 9 Big Ten states because there are a few Big Ten schools in Indiana. But anyway, Indiana has the most dental visits and the fewest number of people with no teeth. So anyway, we have another caller. Caller, what's your name?
Well, this is Sherry again. Oh, I can't Sherry. Believe I got back okay. in so quickly.
Yeah, you gotta
Let's say more this time.
That's actually right. Imagine that. Very good, Sherry. Well, thank you for calling. Now, hang on, because my producer will get your information.
Thank you so much.
We'll get back with you later at the end of the show to figure out how to get these flowers to you, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. So yeah, it's interesting because the actual standings in the Big Ten for football are Wisconsin, Ohio State, Michigan State, Iowa, Penn State, Illinois, Michigan, Northwestern, Purdue, Minnesota, and Indiana. So look at that. So Minnesota has the most dental visits and the fewest number of people with no teeth, but they're at the bottom of the Big Ten standings. I don't know if that means that if you brush your teeth and go to your dentist, you can't play football. I don't know what that means, but anyway, I thought it was kind of interesting and kind of fun. Now, I did say at the beginning of the show, this show is about bringing the Teeth Across America series going to Baltimore. So I want to go ahead, and what we do is we just interview people on the street, just average everyday folks who are willing to talk. And I interviewed a gentleman named Reginald. So let's go ahead and listen to my interview in Baltimore. I am in Owings Mills, Maryland, and I'm continuing my Teeth Across America series. And I guess I'm talking to Reginald. Reginald, what's your last name?
Johnson.
Reginald Johnson. And Reginald was nice enough to talk to me. And how close are we to Baltimore?
About 20 miles away.
Okay, so we're north of Baltimore?
Yes.
Okay. And did you grow up in this area?
Yeah, born and raised.
In Owings Mills or Baltimore?
In Baltimore. I was born and raised on the east side towards the harbor.
The harbor?
Yeah, the harbor.
He talks like a East Coast guy.
Yes.
Okay. Now, what I do is I ask people questions about their teeth. I know you know it's a dental show, and so I just want to find out, what was your childhood like as far as your dental care? Did your parents take you from when you were 3 years old, or how old were you when you first went?
Around about 6 years old. I was raised by my grandparents, so when things came up with my teeth, that wasn't too drastic. I was taken to the dentist. Public health, stuff like that.
Okay. And what were your memories of that?
Well, most of it was scary because they weren't real talkative about what they were doing. They would kind of strap me in from time to time because it would just be too complicated. You know, glaring lights, drills, sounds, stuff, not much talk, nothing, you know, so.
No personal touch?
No. Outside of holding my head still while they were sticking me with the needles, no personal touch at all.
And has that changed for you? I mean, you have a regular dentist now?
Yeah, I have a dentist. He's a pretty good guy. He has real reasonable prices for extractions and things like that, and cleanings and things like that. And he takes cash, and you don't have to have part of a have to be part of a health plan in order to have him seen.
Okay, and so he's kinder and gentler, would you say?
Yeah, well, he respects the human being. He respects the person, and he talks to him every step of the way. Because the other couple of weeks ago, I had an extraction, and even though I'm an adult and he's an adult, he explained that he was putting on some topical number, and then he used the needle, and he told me everything that was done, and he explained to me everything he was doing right up to the time of the extraction.
Now, because of your childhood experience, did you stay away from the dentist for a lot of years?
Oh, yeah. Yes, I can say that without equivocation. Yeah.
How many years?
Close to 20 for a while.
Wow. So, okay, you went when you were about 6. Was that the last time you went before you became an adult and went on your own?
No, I went a couple of times while I was still a child before I turned 12. And then I didn't return to the dentist on a semi-regular basis till I was in my 20s.
Wow. Now that's a story that I hear often, where they're afraid, right? You became afraid.
Yes, I did.
And it sounds like you had good reason to be.
Yes, I thought it was at the time, yeah.
Now, do you have children?
Yes, I do.
And how old are they?
34, 29, 24, 20, and 18.
Wow, you have 5 children.
Yes.
And the oldest is 34?
Right.
Now, you guys, this is radio, so you didn't see my jaw drop when he told me he had a 34-year-old child. Is it a son?
Yes.
Because you don't look old enough to have. You don't look. I thought you were 35, 38 yourself. Do you have children when you were 3?
No, I had children in my early 20s. But no, my kids are pretty much stair steps, except for the last two. There was a big gap there. But my kids are, they're all grown. My youngest daughter is 18.
Wow, that's amazing. You do not look your age. I'm not going to ask you what your age is, but whatever it is, you don't look it.
Oh, I don't mind telling you. I'm 54.
You're 54. Wow. Yeah, you don't look 54.
Somewhat wholesome living helps.
Yeah. No, that's good. And so, now, when you were raised by your grandparents, so when you got to be 18 and you had a job or you had your own money, you still didn't go to the dentist. You waited until you had a toothache. And you didn't have a toothache until you were about 30 or what?
Yeah, pretty much because my grandparents, who didn't have money for dentists, before I came on, would do a lot of stuff. Like my grandfather would brush a couple, two, three times a day. My grandmother would brush a couple, two, three times a day. And they would, they used different things. They didn't just use regular toothpaste. They used baking soda and things like that to brush their teeth out and stuff like that and keep the, they used toothpicks. They would always clean the inside between the teeth and stuff. And I picked up on that for a long time.
Right. So they taught you how to be thorough, how to take care of your teeth.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. That's neat. Well, I want to talk to you a little bit more here. So hang on for me. And I have to get my machine reset.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
I'm general dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. I live my life and practice dentistry by four very important principles: comfort, compassion, respect, and care. They are my guide to providing the very best and most comfortable dental care for you and your family. We want you to feel safe, relaxed, and confident that you are getting the very best care. If you need to correct one tooth or have a total smile makeover, we can help. We provide cosmetic and restorative services including tooth whitening, crowns and bridges, complete and partial dentures, root canals, extractions, and implants. At Dr. Kvitko & Associates, we work hard to earn your trust.
Call to schedule an appointment, 262-9588, or online at drkvitko.com.
Dr. Kvitko & Associates.
Estás escuchando Dentally Speaking con Dr. Kvitko aquí en su estación favorita, Sandy 95.
Wow, thanks Central Ohio for the 2010 Consumer's Choice Award for hearing aids and audiology. That makes 2 years in a row. Pretty good for a family business that's been around for 64 years. Hi, this is Dr. Mary Lou Luby. We're celebrating with special year-end savings just in time for holiday gatherings. Call 431-1010. That's 431-1010.
Come on.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, brought to you by Luby Hearing Services. Thank you for joining me today. We were listening to an interview that I did, and we're in the middle of, with Reginald Johnson. He lives in Baltimore area. And I wanted to, before we go back to that interview, I want to remind folks that you can follow me by going to www.twitter.com/Dr. Kvitko. Also, podcasts of this show and all the other great shows that we've done are available at columbustoday.com and dentallyspeaking.com, as well as iTunes. And if you go to iTunes, search under health, and then type in either Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking. And interestingly enough, if you do that, it'll say no match found. But if you look at the lower right-hand corner, there's my picture. So for some reason, there's a disconnect there. It thinks it hasn't found me, but it sure did. It's on the lower right. You can download them to your iPod. If you subscribe, it'll just be automatic. All right, and if you want to send us an email, you can do so by sending that to drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com. Now, Kvitko is a little tough of a word to spell, so I'll just go ahead and spell it out. It's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com. And remember, we do have a winner to our question of the day. So Sherry is going to be getting the free flowers and from Bystember Florist. Okay, so let's go back to our interview that I'm doing with Reginald. Okay, Reginald, so let's see. We talked about how when you were a child at age six and on up to age 12, you were taken to essentially like a welfare-type dentist, right?
Right.
Yeah. And it wasn't very pleasant.
No.
And you waited about 24 years before you went back.
Right.
And you found a good dentist.
Right.
Now, when your children were young and you weren't going, see, you hadn't yet gone to the dentist because you were still afraid, but did you take your children?
Always did, yes.
Did you take them or did your wife?
Well, both of us did. Well, my oldest boy had braces.
Good, good, good.
The rest of the kids are fine. Their teeth are in good shape and everything.
Now, why did you have an extraction last week?
Oh, I cracked this tooth out of bicuspid that had came in crooked when I was young, and eventually between the around between that and the canine, they rubbed together and the bicuspid was cracked. Well, wore down the enamel, and that all it needed was a way for the cavity to start, and then it cracked.
So the opposing tooth wore it down?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you missing some other back teeth, maybe?
I am missing a couple of molars.
Okay, so what happened, I don't know if you know this, but what happened was you're missing the molars, so therefore you started putting more pressure on the bicuspid tooth, started doing more of your chewing on that. It really isn't designed for all that heavy chewing, and it cracks, what it sounds like to me.
Probably so. I would go for that, yeah.
Yeah, because you said you wore it down. It wouldn't have worn down if you'd had other teeth to kind of balance out the pressure.
Right. Yeah. I agree with that much, because when I started having problems with this, I had to shift the eating to the opposite side of the mouth, you know, so I wouldn't aggravate this any further till I could get to the dentist.
Now, you had your tooth out. It probably couldn't be saved, right?
Right.
Would you have rather saved it?
Sure.
So, do you have like a partial, or are you going to get an implant or a bridge? Have you discussed with your dentist what you're going
to
get?
I see him on the 8th of September to find out what our dental plan is going to be now.
Okay, because so that's in about 3 weeks?
Yeah.
Okay, and you'll be fully healed from your extraction?
Right.
How was the extraction? Did they use laughing gas? Did they just use numbing? What did they do?
Well, they numbed it, and then they put a topical numbing anesthetic, and then they went and, you know, did the selective thing with the needle, you know, around the area, and it was just that simple. And then from there, you know, it was just a matter of just extracting it from the gum.
So you've gone from being terrified of the dentist as a 12-year-old to now that you're in your 50s, you're not really afraid anymore, are you?
No, I'm not.
Hang on, just 1 second. What'd you say?
No, I'm not afraid anymore.
All right, so we have a little bit more with Reginald coming up after the break. Before we go to break, let me just remind folks that you can access Smiling, I think it's called Smile Makeover 2010. Highlights 3 smile makeovers that I did at my office by going on demand, Time Warner on demand, channel 496. Choose wellness and look for Dr. Kvitko. And also, every night at 7:30 on Insight Cable Channel 7, you can see that show as well. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, brought to you by Luby Hearing Services, and we'll be right back after the break.
Luby Hearing Services, you'll hear what you've been missing.
Wow, thanks Central Ohio for the 2010 Consumer's Choice Award for hearing aids and audiology. That makes 2 years in a row. Pretty good for a family business that's been around for 64 years. Hi, this is Dr. Mary Lou Luby. We're celebrating with special year-end savings just in time for holiday gatherings. Call 431-1010. That's 431-1010.
Canton City Chinese Restaurant is an established, family-owned and operated Chinese restaurant. You can come and sit down and enjoy the relaxed atmosphere of the Canton City, or if you're on the go or need lunch for your office or dinner for home, call us at 614-261-0262 to order takeout. We have a variety of Cantonese, Hunan, and Sichuan cuisine. You will love the price and be astonished how generous the portions are. Come visit us in our fantastic location at 4330 North High Street, located just south of Henderson in Clintonville. We are open 7 days a week. If you cannot pick from our extensive menu, we would suggest you start with our General Tso chicken. It is the best in the city. When you are craving Chinese food and have tried all the rest, come and order from the best, Canton City Chinese Restaurant in Clintonville. Call us at 614-261-0262 or stop by and see us at 4330 North High Street.
Dentally Speaking is his talk show. Dr. Kvitko, let's go!
Yeah! 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 something different that your friends will love? Moxie's in Clintonville has just what you're looking for. Moxie specializes in entertainment, barware, dishware, and linens, both new and vintage. They carry Fiesta, Hearthstone, and signature products. Moxie's also has the ideal host or hostess gifts. Wrap candies, including wax lips, bubblegum cigars, ring pops, and charm bracelets and necklaces. If you have no room to entertain, no problem. Moxie's has the room for you to host. The soiree room features black and white striped floors, Hollywood-style seating, and a private outdoor deck. It's great for your next book or card gathering, birthday, or bridal shower. So when you're looking for a place to host some friends or looking for that perfect gift, go to Moxie's in Clintonville. Moxie's, 3339 North High Street, open Tuesday through Saturday. For more information and hours, call 657-6854, 657-6854.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, brought to you by Luba Hearing Services. Thank you for joining me today. What we are doing is listening to an interview that I did while I was in Baltimore. It's called Teeth Across America Series Goes to Baltimore. And we interviewed a gentleman named Reginald Johnson. And we want to go ahead and listen to the end of that interview. And then I have some interesting tidbits about how the Big Ten teams, or rather Big Ten states, match up on dental visits, fewest number of teeth, and things like that. So, but let's go ahead and listen to my interview with Reginald. All right, Reginald, so you're going to see your dentist in about 3 weeks. I think you said it was September 8th, and the idea is you're going to talk about how you're going to replace or fill in this hole in your head, right? Not the one between your ears, but the one in your mouth, right?
Right, right. Figure out a plan about the back teeth in a regular basis to rebuild the gums and what all so I can have getting a partial back here and get the molar for the molars and such.
So you've decided to go with a removable partial denture?
Yeah.
Okay, why not an implant or a bridge?
I hadn't really thought about it, and since there's nothing really to anchor the other part of the bridge back here, I was a little worried about that, so.
Well, you're right. You can't do a bridge if there's no back tooth, but you could do an implant if there's enough bone back there.
But I think it's budgetary about the implants.
Okay, well that's possible. Some insurance companies don't pay for implants, and even the ones that do, they don't pay very much anyway. So you'd wind up having to pay a little more afterwards.
Right. Yeah, that's true. So that's why I was thinking about just having a partial plate, removable plate.
Okay. Now keep in mind that if you go with that, and nothing wrong with it, that was what a lot of people did for years. You can still get an implant down the road. You can think of your partial as a long-term temporary fix until you can afford the implant.
Well, that sounds like a plan. I hadn't thought of that before, but no, that sounds viable. That may be doable.
Good. All right. Well, I'm very happy to hear that you're no longer afraid of the dentist because, let's face it, people are afraid of dentists.
Yeah, that's true, but it all depends on how. It's like most things medically is the initial. It's the initial presentation that makes a difference what people do for themselves down the line, I think.
Initial presentation meaning when you first meet somebody or when your first experience at a dentist, what do you mean?
I mean, you know, when you first experience with the dentist, to take the time and explain, you know.
So your advice to a dentist would be slow down, take time, explain to your patient what you're going to do, and, I don't know, make sure that they're at ease before you move forward?
Well, the same type of bedside manner a dentist would want if they had a medical problem and their doctor came to them. Maybe take a couple minutes and not rush. You know, explain what you're doing. You know, answer the questions, no matter how silly they may sound. I mean, if the dentist was reversed and the dentist was in a hospital bed, wouldn't you want the doctor to explain to them what they were going to do, no matter how minor the procedure?
Exactly, I would. And by the way, there is nothing that would be silly when it comes to asking questions at a dental appointment. I think it's all, there's no, what's the only dumb question is the one that wasn't asked, right?
I agree with that wholeheartedly, yes.
So, hey, thanks so much for talking to me. This is the heart of seafood country, right?
Very much so.
What's your favorite seafood restaurant?
Obrecki's is the oldest seafood house in the state for the most part. And it's down near the city off Broadway on near Eastern Avenue.
Okay. Okay. Oh, brekkies. Now, would you say you need to have a good set of choppers to bite into this seafood, or?
Well, you still need good teeth to eat seafood. There's no way around that one.
Yeah. And I guess they give you like mallets, and they give you all kinds of things to get into this stuff.
Mallets and nutcrackers to crack the shells of the crabs and things like that. Yeah.
Very good. Do you have any questions, anything you'd like to ask of a dentist who's not charging at the moment?
I would implore a dentist just to take the time, get to know your patient for a minute, even if it's their first time. You know, take a little, let them be at ease before you start.
Okay, and by the way, that's the way I run my office, and so you wouldn't have to worry about that if you were coming to me. And, you know, we talk about that a lot, patient comfort, all the things that we do, anywhere from a warm blanket to making sure that a person is numb, nitrous oxide, oral sedation, IV sedation. We have headphones, we have TVs on the ceiling, TVs on the chair, anything we can do to distract a person and make it more comfortable, more gentle.
Oh, that's you're very generous, and thank you for future patients. I thank you.
You're welcome. And for the dentists listening, that's good advice you gave us. And for the dental students listening, because we have a dental school in Columbus, Ohio, hopefully they're taking note as well, so that when they get out, they take the time that you need to do a good job for our patients. So, hey, you go out and have a great day, and maybe sometime I'll get back to the Baltimore area again.
Glad to have you back.
And if you ever get to Columbus, you know how to find us.
There you go.
When we're done here, I'll explain to you how you can find these podcasts, how you'll be able to hear yourself on the radio, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right. Actually, I called Reginald this morning and woke him up. I thought I was calling I tried to text his cell phone, and I got a message back that it wasn't a cell phone. And if I wanted to send a text, there was some kind of other procedure and money involved. And so I just called the number thinking I was getting his place of business, and I woke him. So anyway, Reginald, if you're up, sorry about that. Sorry I woke you. I think it's an interesting story, though, that Reginald tells, because it talks about him being raised by his grandparents. And there are a lot of children these days that are raised by grandparents as parents wind up divorced or never married in the first place. And so you have a lot of single-parent households. And they're working, and they don't have the time to be home with their children as much as they would like. And so a lot of grandparents have raised children. It also is interesting to me because his early dental care was provided in a welfare-type setting. You may have heard me talk on past shows about how just because it's welfare doesn't mean that it has to be rough and doesn't have to be painful. But unfortunately, what we find in a lot of instances is the reimbursement level is so low for the offices that provide that care that they can't take their time to do the job the way it ought to be done, in my opinion. And so then you wind up with people that are terrified to go to the dentist and stay away for 10, 20, 30 years. In fact, I have a patient that I saw on Thursday, I think it was. Was it Thursday? No, Friday. And she had been away for 15 years because from dentistry because somebody hurt her 15 years ago. She's in her 40s now. So for her, it happened it happened right around age 29, 30 or so. And she said she wasn't numb, and they kept drilling. And that just, it hurt terribly, and it scared her to death, and she would never go back. And luckily for me and her, she did decide to come in. She watched the makeover program that I was telling you about earlier, the Makeover 2010, and decided that she was going to give my office a try. Give me a try. And she was pleasantly surprised. I've been on the phone with her a couple times over the weekend because we did quite a bit of work on Thursday. I keep saying Thursday. It was Friday. We did a root canal and a crown and gum surgery and a whole bunch of things. We did use IV sedation. And she said, I'm in no pain. It was wonderful. Can't believe I could have all that work done. She only took pain pills for the first day. She told me she didn't even need them on the second day. But my point is I'm trying to have it be a situation where we don't have to constantly be getting people who are terrified of the dentist to no longer be afraid of the dentist. I'd love if we could create a situation where people aren't afraid of the dentist from the get-go. Now, that has to start with their childhood appointments. And so I would implore other dentists, would implore assistants, hygienists, whether you happen to be doing welfare children or not, to take your time be kind, be gentle, take good care of these kids. It's not their fault that their parents happen to be having a tough way to go right now. And in these times, a lot of people are having a tough way to go. So please don't take it out on the children. And for those of you that were hurt as a child, remember, it doesn't have to be like that. It's not like that. I know it's not like that at my office. So, you know, pick up the phone, give a call, and see if maybe we can help you get back on track, just like we did my patient that I had on Friday, whose name I probably shouldn't mention because I didn't ask her if I could. But anyway, all right, so be sure to tune in next Sunday and every Sunday morning at 9. Hey, it's not 9, is it? It's only 8 o'clock when we're on. Every Sunday morning at 8 o'clock, Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko on Sunday 95.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to columbustoday.com, keyword Dentally Speaking, to access full half-hour episodes of Dr. Kvitko's shows.
If you would like to book Dr. Kvitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.